This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMN, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. We are here again continuing our conversation that we had on last week, Roy, in reference to men who have fallen, and now we want to talk about the direction, you know, that men need to go in order to prevent themselves from being locked down. We gave the three stages that man goes through, according to Patrick Means, which is, again, Men's Secret Wars, good book. If you want to get it, it's on Amazon out there. And, you know, we made mention that the first thing men, a person does, because it could be man or woman, but we're talking about men, is they do a direct violation of their conscience. If their conscience is speaking to them and said, hey, you know this is wrong. You know you don't supposed to stick your hand in that fire, but yet you do it anyway. You're violating your conscience when you do that. And then next, they misdirect or compartmentalize their sin. And so what they do is, once you recognize you're going down that road, if you don't immediately get help, it's just like if you have a condition, and you know something wrong with the body, and you say, well, I'm not going to the doctor and get it checked out or anything. And all of a sudden it just progressed, and it progressed because you're unaware that there's something happening on the inside of you. And so you there's something happening, you know it's happening, but you're not addressing it. And so as time goes on, it get progressively worse. And this is what happened when we get the sin seed planted in us if we don't do something about it. And then, of course, the third stage is basically when you fall off the edge, or you completely submit yourself to whatever seed that you allow to be planted in you.
Yeah, and basically when you say submit yourself, you're just basically turning, you've given up. You're basically falling off the path and following Christ, right?
Exactly.
So you're just basically choosing to pursue sin, no longer concerned about what your walk looks like.
Exactly.
And you know, I guess that's something that we've all struggled with. We've all had temptations. We've all had things that have come in our life that have sidetracked us or created some level of disruption in our walk with Christ. And one of the things we should talk about along those lines, Will, is what does it mean? You know, it starts as just a very small distraction. And how does it develop? You know, to your words, the seed plant, the seed is in there, the seed of deception, the seed of temptation, the seed of lust, all those things just start in a very gradual process, right?
Exactly. You know, because in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9, God blesses through the apostle, you know, to write that whosoever is born of God don't commit sin. And so we got to understand that when you see commit, and I'm always quoting from the King James Version, when you see the word commit, it means that you are not practicing sin on a daily basis. We know that after we become born again, we are still capable of sinning because right. We're in the body of flesh.
Still have free will.
And we still have the sin nature that's warring against the spirit.
Right.
You know, as Romans talk about. So we got this war going on inside of us on a daily basis. And the question is who are we allowing to prevail in that war?
Right. The thought process is where it all begins. It all starts in the mind, right?
Exactly.
So how does a person say, okay, if I've got a thought that's entered in and I can't seem to get it out, what should they do with that thought?
Well,
take it captive, right?
Right, because the thought should never be there to begin with, but but I understand what you're saying. Well, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so. you're going to be one of the few minds, especially on a man's mind, that it never got there, you know.
Amen. And it's true, because see, you don't want to allow yourself to get in there. But if that seed is planted, then you really have to do what God blessed through Patrick Maines to do. And I'm going back to stage two. You don't want to misdirect what's happening to you, and you don't want to compartmentalize it.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to address it immediately.
Head on.
So if you know something is happening, it's like, you know, this is out of my character. I'm starting to argue with people, or I'm starting to get short with my wife, or get short with my kids.
Starting to argue with my radio co-host. And
I noticed how you redirected that from what I was saying back to the radio. Oh, but no, we're not going to go there.
You know I love you, Will.
I know you do.
So, hey, that's key. I think we fail to realize the power of the mind.
Absolutely.
And Satan's capability to create havoc right in that one space, right? And we don't mean to be a broken record, but we've talked about many times, the phones can be that seed plant that starts into the mind, because we know we all get hit with stuff on the phones in terms of advertisements, anything that's dealing with, you could have been searching for a dresser, and all of a sudden something pops up right when you're trying to do your quiet time, an ad comes across, all those things are distractions. So we know that it starts in the mind, and it ends with the mind, because you got to make a conscious choice, to your point earlier, the conviction, you've got to do something with it right
then.
Absolutely. And take that thought captive and say, Father, take this from me right now. Forgive me if it was a lustful thought or whatever, if it was just an anger thought or just a thought that got you distracted, just ask the Father to take it and renew your mind in that moment to be focused on the things that you need to be focused on, which is his will for your life, his word, and your prayer time with him, and how you need to be impacting the kingdom. We don't ever want to lose sight, folks, and I guess that goes back to our James book, Faith Without Works is Dead. Mm-hmm. You have a job to do as a follower of Christ, and that is to build the kingdom and spread the gospel, but also to love your neighbor, which means to serve your neighbor and do the things around you that need to be done, clothing the cold people, to feed the hungry, to visit the lonely. All those things are fruits that we need to be showing through the love of God and as a follower of Christ.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26 says that if a person sins willfully after they have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Mm. So if you are attempting to justify a action, a thought, or to excuse it altogether, to say, you know, this isn't so bad, I'm not hurting anyone. And on previous shows, we talked about that. You're going to hurt somebody. You're going to hurt somebody, and it's going to start off, number one, with yourself, and then, number two, you're going to hurt people who are around you, not to mention the person who you are engaging certain actions with, you know, because, again, Jesus said in Matthew 12 and verse 36, he said that if a individual, now, and this is so for today's time, you know, when you begin to, Roy, find 12:36, because I just don't want to quote it to the people, but Matthew 12:36, God has a plan for your life. This plan has already been drawn out for you. All you have to do as a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is live it out.
Amen.
It's already there. All you have to do is live it out. And when you do, then you're pleasing the Lord. You're drawing closer to him. And lo and behold, God will begin to show himself real to you. You have it right there.
You said 12:36?
12:36.
Yep. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken.
There you go.
Every careless word they have spoken.
And in the old King James, it says idle word. Every idle word man speak. Yeah. Now, what is careless and idle word? What does that mean? What it means is if it's not advancing the gospel, if it's not promoting the body of Christ, if it's not benefiting your fellow believer or brother or sister in Christ, it's idle.
And then the verse behind that for 37, Will, says, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. So which category are you going to fall into there?
And see, and in the old King James, it says justified. You by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. So comes based on your words. And I like what this pastor said. I wish I can take credit for this, Roy, but I can't take credit for it. I gotta give credit to where credit is due. But I heard this one pastor say just recently, he said, you can't say what you see. You have to say what God said. And I love that. It's so good, because if you could see it, it's not faith. See,
That's a very good point.
In Hebrews 12:1 talks about that.
Yep.
You know, faith come by hearing. It comes by hearing. It comes by hearing the word of God. But what is faith? Faith, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and then the evidence of things not seen.
And certainty of what we do not see.
Right. So so if I can see it, see, I don't want to say what I can see. I want to say what I can't see.
Amen.
And because God wants us to look in the spiritual realm. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Right now, I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
and Roy, let me just be quiet and let you get in here.
No, that's good. I want to go. Hey. That's okay. This is the Will Hardy Show. I'm just hanging along.
Saints of God, I'm just so excited about this topic, because I think it helps the heart of man. Mm. And we're hurting so bad. We're hurting families. We're hurting children. We're hurting spouses so bad. We're hurting them with our actions and with these hidden and secret sins, you know, that we're keeping, and we're thinking we're going to get away with it.
Yeah, in the, you know, eventually light will be shown on it. I mean, you can guarantee it. The light will be shown on it. And you may think you've got it hidden, but it will come to surface.
Yes, it will. Yes,
it will. To surface. So, Will, back to the Hebrews 10:26. I want to finish that verse up. Mm-hmm. And then 27. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So what that's telling you is, if you continue to sin after becoming a follower of Christ, you have become an enemy of God.
Absolutely.
So, folks, you need to fear our Lord and our Savior, and you need to fear God. You need to fear God, not from a being afraid. You need to be fearful as the disciplinarian, that he's our Father. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, there will be judgment.
And see, and that's what you want to fear. You want to fear the judgment.
That's right.
You want to fear what's coming for an individual who is not walking according to the truth.
That's right.
So that's what you want to fear.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, well, Will, it's so good to be back again.
Amen.
So we're getting ready to take a break here in just a couple minutes or a couple seconds, but we just thank you for being with us. And it's listeners like you that keep our show possible.
Absolutely.
And we never talk about this, but if you ever would like to donate to our program and to our podcast and to our ministry, go to our website, www.tawcmm.com. We hope you'll join us.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. I'm Roy Jones, the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, that other guy.
What is that other guy?
That other guy.
Yeah, it's good to have the other guy back with us again. So, and Will, right before we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the enemies of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that we need to take to heart and soul, is that if you're sinning after choosing to follow, then are you really a follower of Christ?
Exactly.
If you're constantly sinning. So, and this goes back to one of the deep-rooted things, as Will was talking about, the you're not being fair to your spouse, if you're cheating or if you're doing things below the deck you shouldn't be doing. And let's be honest, you know, these days below the deck, and I'll get specific, back in the during the Clinton stages of administration in our country, his continual denial of having a physical relationship with the young lady that was his intern later became a no-sex activity, right? It became that was no longer considered sex. And what has happened since those years is things have escalated off the charts. So if you're sitting here on your phones and you're having communications with someone of the opposite sex that's not your spouse, or even if you're unmarried, that you shouldn't be doing, that's against God's plan and God's word. So you need to be conscious of these things, folks. And this goes back to what Will was talking about earlier. If you're doing these things, you're going to hurt your spouse, you're going to hurt your family. The collateral damage is going to be immense, whether it's a man or a woman. I mean, you need to be cognizant of that. This is Man Talk Radio. We're talking straight to you. We want you to be a follower of Christ. We want your hearts to be clean. We want your life to be pure. We don't want you to have these Satan traps enveloping your life, if you will, and keeping you from what God's fulfillment and plan is for your life.
Amen, because this is practical biblical knowledge. And we must have Bible. See, we could talk about things and subject matters that's going on, but in the end, you can't stand on that. But you can stand on the Word of God. And this is why the Word of God comes the way it comes on the show, in that we want you to get into the Word of God, think about passages, meditate on the Word, and let that Word be able to come. Because once you make that deposit within your inward man, it's in there. It's just like you make a deposit in the bank. When you go back to the bank tomorrow, it's in there. You deposit $100, it's going to be $100 in there when you go. Right. So if you deposit the Word of God in you, deposit 1 John 1:9 in there, it'll be in there. If you deposit John 3:16 in there, it's in there. And now the Holy Spirit can bring this Word of God forward. And when the enemy comes, you can speak the Word at him, because that's all Jesus did.
Yep.
That's all Jesus did. Jesus spoke the Word to the enemy when he was tempted in the wilderness. Yep.
Always, as it is written.
As it is written, yep. Man shall not live by bread alone,
that's right,
but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. See, that's the bread of life, and that's what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Mm-hmm. I am the true vine.
Yes.
So,
amen.
So see, when we look and see what all of what Jesus Christ is to us, then I think it should give us consolation that whatever we do to violate this sacred life, and it's a sacred life, saints, don't be mistaken, that the life of a believer is sacred in the sight of God, and God does not take the way that you're living lightly. And the closer you draw to him, he is going to chasten you. Mm. You know, and so the chastening of the Lord is good. But if you don't take heed, he's going to come harder.
Well, let's go back to Romans 12. We talked about that earlier, about renewing the mind. So let's read the scripture for our listeners. 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God.
Mm-hmm.
This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Amen.
You know, we talk about that verse, that group of verses, quite often, and I think it's so important, because renewing of the mind, as we shared earlier, is so critical, because that's where the playground is for things to get distracted, Satan to come in and start planting seeds that don't need to be there, as you mentioned earlier.
Amen. And you know, what goes along with that verse, if you back up a few verses, Roy, to Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 7, you know, the Word of God says that if you mind the things of the flesh, then you're going to be fleshly. If you mind or set your mind on the things of the Spirit, then you're going to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose the fleshly route, he says that's going to end in death. But if you choose the spiritual route, that gives you life and peace. And see, if you want peace of mind, see, you can't have peace of mind if you're living a dual life. You can't have peace of mind. What you have is you're worrying about getting caught. See, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And see, I think this is what happened when you have a leader who is out there and living a dual life, and all of a sudden they fall because they succumb to the flesh, and they allow their flesh to be dominant, you know, and to push aside the things that they have preached to so many people about. And now all of a sudden they're consumed with the very same things that they are telling people you need to stay away from. You know, and it's hard for us to wrap our hands around this, Roy, and our arms around it. It's so hard for us to do it because we say it's hard. It's hard. But that, going back to Mark chapter 11 and verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. And see, you have to have that God kind of faith. You have to be able to say and stand on it. God is tired of us being tossed around by every wind of doctrine.
You know? Amen to that.
He's tired of it, Roy. And see, that's one thing, because when we talked about the millennials, the other thing that the millennials look at is they say, well, you know, if I start off in this particular denomination or religion, and then I find out that this is not what I want.
Yeah, so they move to fit their needs, if you will, so it fits their lifestyle. So
exactly. Yeah,
which is really, really unfortunate, because we've talked about that the church has become more a part of the world than the world being separate than the church.
Exactly. And we want to get this clip of the song in if we got time. So we want you to listen to the words of this song. He's all you need, folks. If that song doesn't move you, I was in here in the studio just raising my hands, giving thanks to God. When you feel like you are overcome, when you feel like you can't go on, Roy, he is all you need, Roy. He's all you need.
Amen. We've both been there and know through the trials and journeys. That is so very, very true.
Thank you, Lord.
And if y'all could see Will, he's not kidding you about how bathed in the Spirit he is right now. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
We just got to work on his song selection. We got to take some of the instrumental out of the front so we don't lose so much airtime. No, I'm just picking at you, Will. So, Will, we always appreciate your song selection. We've had a few of those over the last several meetings. And Keith, thank you so much for all you do for us. So, folks, we just want to thank you again for being a part of our podcast, being a part of our radio show, and just we thank God most importantly for the opportunity to be able to share with you each week. And we hope that you're gaining some insight from two men that are walking with Christ and trying to love on each other as brothers from different backgrounds, and also to share our love for you and to you through this process. So we thank you so very much. Will?
Amen. We love you. We love you, and we can't do this without you. So if you're benefiting from the ministry, as Roy talked about last week, go to the website, donate. We appreciate any gift that you can give, because this is work that God has called us to do. And if you're benefiting from the ministry, if God is blessing you to walk as in a straight line as a result of some of the things that we have brought forth, some of these topics that we've had, you know, you've written in and say, hey, can you guys talk more about this or more about that? So we're not closed-minded to the sense that we won't address an issue.
Right.
You know, we are open to all things, and so we thank you and we love you.
Yep, and as we close out, I just want to be reminding each of you as listeners, you know, we've had 63 million babies killed since 1970s, and we just ask that you pray and start to stand for the unborn child, that we need you as followers of Christ to start standing against abortion.
Amen. God bless you, and we love you.
We'll see you again next week and chat with you on the following show here in about 7 days. So, Will, great to see you again, my brother.
Likewise, my brother.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.